Locker Room Chats continuing here on 103.9 KNZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet alongside head coach of the boys team for the Valley Falls Dragons, Caleb Gathmeyer. This Locker Room Chats provided by the Elevator and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Well, coach, it's been a trio of games since the last time we spoke. A matchup in the Valley Falls Tournament against Perry Lecompton last Wednesday. Also, Troy last Friday. A victory 67-62 and a loss to Riverside earlier this week by 146-45. Coach, tell me about these last three games for you and your team.
Playing some really tough competition, which that's what you want at this point of the year. Every game we've played the last three nights out has been a game that's battle tested, and it's only making us better for our postseason run that's coming up. Going back, you know, last week to the matchup with Perry, like, you know, Perry is a very solid team. They've got shooters all over the floor. You know, it's one of those games that I was, you know, disappointed is probably not the right word, but I was frustrated with our guys, because you look at that game and with 5 minutes to go, we had a 9-point lead. And then with 3 minutes to go, we were still up six, and then we just couldn't put the ball in the basket and gave up too many shots late. And give credit to Perry. They made shots when they had to, and they ended up winning the game. They kind of flipped the script in the last 3 minutes, and they went on a 12-0 run, and we just couldn't make a shot when it mattered, and led them to get the victory. But I was proud of our guys' effort. Like, again, like, you know, you look at this season, I kind of, like, you know, think of it the kind of the way the NFL football season worked this year. It was kind of crazy on teams beating teams, this and that. And I look at our schedule this year too, that, you know, we competed with Perry. That's, you know, just the game before that, beat a Hiawatha team that's one of the best teams in 3A. And earlier in the season, we dominated Santa Fe Trail by almost 30 points, which they went to Baldwin last night and knocked off the number 4 team in Baldwin. So it's all about how you play on the given night. And, you know, we kind of, you know, propelled us to Friday night against Troy. You know, we did a great job finishing that game. It was a tight game late, and, you know, we kind of flipped the script and we did everything we needed to do execution wise. It was the most balanced game scoring that we have had all season. You know, my high guy was Colin with 16 points. You know, Flint had 14, Damian had 11, you know, two guys off the bench, Chandler Martins had 9. Lucas Bernasic had 9, and Brayson Miller had 8. So, you know, by far the most balanced scoring that we've had, and, you know, really, really got us that W, and it was a total team effort. You know, shout out to Colin. He went over 1,000 points. We knew that was coming. He went over 1,000 points against Troy, and the game before against Perry, he went over 500 rebounds. So, tremendous accomplishment for him. I got to give him his flowers that, you know, he did that in three seasons, which is amazing. And then you go to last night against Riverside, you know, a game that kind of had every league implication on the line, you know, two undefeated teams in the league, and it was a battle. You know, I'm super proud of you know, one of my great best friends, Tyler Herbster, for what he's doing up there with those guys. They're loaded. That's probably the deepest, best team that he's had up there, since he started coaching. And, you know, they got guys that can shoot it on the outside. They got a 6'4", 250 kid, it seems like, on the inside that's a beast. But we went up there in a hostile environment and competed. You know, we got up big early, gave the lead back to them. They were up 7 at halftime, and, you know, they were kind of doing some things differently on defense on us, and we made some adjustments at halftime and came out, and then we took a 3-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and, you know, it just kind of came down to one play at the end, and whistle didn't go our way, and that kind of happens sometimes. But again, we had, you know, Colin and Damian were both in double figures for us last night, but we really didn't get that third guy to score. I think Brayson Miller finished with 9, but we didn't have any other scoring outside of 2 or 3 last night, and that kind of hurt us in a low scoring game. But again, you know, it's like I told the guys, the sun will come up today, and we've got 3 regular season games left, and we just need to keep doing what we're doing, and if we play the way we're capable of playing, everybody together, I will continue to say it, that we're going to be a tough out for anybody when it comes to postseason play.
Well, Coach, you mentioned three games remaining. Here you have a game on Friday, the last in Northeast Kansas League, a league matchup here against the Oskaloosa Bears. You're a team that is 8-1 right now here in the league. How do you get a solid finish here this Friday against this Bear team?
You know, Oski's been a team that is capable. You know, they've got some really good wins on their season. They've got two outstanding players in Richie Rockhold and Derek Harvey that we're going to have to limit what they do. But then they've got some role guys that will step up and make plays for them. You know, we've seen each other already this year. We got the win at their place. I'm sure that they've kind of dropped a few in a row, so I know they're going to be hungry trying to get another W. And we've got to come in focused and, you know, be a little upset that we didn't get the W against Riverside earlier in the week. And you know, hey, sorry that it's our next opponent up is Oski, but we've got to be ready to take it to them and get back on a roll, because it don't get any easier next week finishing out the regular season.
Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for week number 9 of our Locker Room Chats.
All right, my man. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
That was head coach Caleb Gatzmeier, the Valley Falls Dragon Boys, again so far this season, 14-7 overall and 8-1 in the NEKL. Here are the last NEKL game upcoming for Valley Falls. Oskaloosa on Friday, and they'll finish out the season next week with Perry LeConte on Tuesday in Jackson Heights on Friday.